John 21, chapter 21, verses 1 through 6. As you are turning, let me thank those of us. I've never done this before, but let me thank those of you who are watching us by live stream. Hey, wave at me. I don't know if they can see, but those of us who are watching by live stream, those of us who are listening to us, will listen to this sermon next week. Let me thank you all for listening to us every Sunday morning. I was so shocked and surprised. I have some friends, and I want to shout them out, Elder Daryl Jackson and Reverend Michael Baker and Derek Hutchins II, who told me, who are pastors that listen to me on the radio every Sunday morning. It was very humbling to know that pastors are listening to you. That means that I got to make sure I'm saying what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. But I'm also humble that they will think enough to listen to me. Amen. And to get a word from me. Amen. So I want to shout my friends out and thank God for your friendship and thank God for you listening to all of you. As they say, wherever this is, wherever radio land is, thank y'all in it. Chris, where is it? When y'all find out where it is, I don't know if y'all know, but I ain't going to shout them out because y'all be looking for free tickets. But the general manager of the Big DM goes to our church. And so wherever radio land is, Chris, you tell me where it is. Amen. John 21, 1 through 6. And again, don't be asking him for free tickets. You got to call in and be number 9 just like everybody else. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the edge of the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and the two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto him, I go a fishing. But they said unto him, well, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. Pause right there. Children, especially if you children, your parents already know the answer to the question. Just want to let y'all in on a little secret. Now, we already know the answer to the question before we ask you. So I don't know why you're lying. We already know the answer. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. At least they told the truth. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship. I know you're going to think I'm bipolar. I know you're going to think I'm schizophrenic. You know you're going to think that I didn't preach here last Sunday and I don't know what I'm talking about. I know some of you thought, hey, they playing the wrong, got the wrong scripture up again. We just did this one last week. Because I told you last week, don't go fishing. But this week I got to tell you, fish on the right side. I know I told you last week, don't go fishing. But this Sunday morning, I want to talk from the subject, fishing on the right side. We solicit your prayers if you ain't too stingy and shout it out, a few amens along the way. After Easter, Jesus' disciples and the members and visitors of most churches go back to their old routines. On our Easter Sunday morning, there were not only people on the choir stand, in the overflow, in the conference room. I think somebody was even sitting in my office. Chairs along the aisle, chairs all in the lobby, chairs, I think, a few outside people listening through the windows. On Easter Sunday morning, everybody shows up to church. But as you who were here last Sunday show, they fade away and fade out and get a little lighter. Y'all don't come back this Sunday, so I guess y'all just have y'all Sundays y'all want to come. But again, after Easter, people just go back to their old routines. And we shouldn't be shocked by it. It's the same thing that happened to Jesus. After his death, burial, and resurrection. And he gives them the commands to go preach his gospel throughout the world and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He returns unto them, shows them his face, shows that he is alive, shows up actually twice. One time where they're hiding out in the room, and 8 days later he comes back because Thomas was not at the initial meeting. And he comes back and sees them again. And after that, he tells them, you know, to go back to work. And Peter, his boy, says, I'm going back fishing. Jesus gives them a commandment to go work. And that work is to spread his gospel and to be a real disciple. And Peter says, I'm going back fishing. I am going back to my old routine. I am going back to my old job. I'm going back to a way that I know I can satisfy and provide for my family. Before you called me out of the Sea of Galilee, as a matter of fact, Jesus, I was a commercial fisherman. I was doing pretty well for myself. Now I ain't got paid in 3 years walking around this town with you. So I'm going back to what I know. Matter of fact, I told you last week, I ain't doing this ministry thing no more, especially I ain't going to lift up your name no more, Jesus, because I know it gets you crucified. It gets you killed when you're in ministry. Ministry ain't easy. Ministry ain't fun. All y'all won't sign up and wear a collar, you crazy. And we are crazy for Jesus, amen? Because ministry gets hard, it gets messy, and the people of God who claim to be children of God will kill your spirit every now and then. So Peter said, it's enough of this. I'm going back fishing. But I implored you last week to do three things. Don't get weary in well-doing. Those of you who work for the Lord, those of you who are our leaders, those of you who are facilitators, don't get weary in well-doing. Do not get weary in well-doing. I also implore upon you, don't go back to your old ways. For those of us who've changed some ways this year, who've changed some ways in years past, who've changed some ways, who don't smoke no more, who don't drink no more, who don't party no more, who don't club no more, who don't smoke no more, you just vape now.
Amen.
Amen. Don't go back to your old ways of doing things. And unlike Peter, don't give up on God. So our text today is very interesting. He shows up that day. Peter and the boys, which are now seven, Peter plus six others, now seven. Seven of the 11 go with Peter. They go fishing. And the text says that that night they caught nothing. I don't know how long they spent. I'm not a fishing person. My only fishing I do is at Captain D's. Get that tomorrow, but it's not something I do, but they catch nothing all day long. But any of you who are real fishing people, male or female, if you don't catch anything on one day, you go back the next day. Amen? I think the mic on. And so they go back the next day, and they go back early that morning. Obviously, there are some fishing times that you go early in the morning. You don't want to go hot. And when it's hot in the day, I do know that because the fish ain't around. Amen. You want to go when they're a little higher because they want a little heat than well. So when it's hot on top of the water, they go a little deeper. Am I right about that? So they go the next day morning because the fish are a little closer to whatever that is to the surface. That's it. Y'all good. Thank God for talking to me. Thank God. I don't use no notes. So I don't know what I'm saying half the time. So. Thank y'all for helping the brother out. I couldn't figure that part. I knew what it was. It just wouldn't come out. So they're closer to the surf. Amen. And so they go back the next morning. And when they get there the next morning, Jesus is standing on the shore. They get in the ship and ignore Jesus. They done talked to him twice. They know what he looks like. He met him the first night on that first Easter morning. He comes back 8 days later to have a talk just with Thomas. So Thomas goes from doubting Thomas to believing Thomas. They see him the next day before when they are fishing. And they say they're going back fishing. And now come the next morning, he's standing there on the shore. And they don't even acknowledge his presence. Let me ask you a question. How many times have you just missed Jesus or ignored Jesus? Think about it. Put your memory in motion. How many times have we, as his children, his brothers and his sisters, either just missed him or ignored him? You know he told you don't go there. You know he told you don't ask for that number. You know he told you don't go out on the second date. You know he told you don't apply for that position. You know he told you don't do that again. How many times have we missed him, or in this case, simply ignored Jesus? They know what it looks like. They know his voice. They know he's talking to them, but they go out and do what they want to do. And any time you go out and do what you want to do, you ain't going to catch no fish. And so they get back in the boat. They get back in the boat. They get back in the boat. They go back out, and they still catch no fish until Jesus gets back on the boat. I ain't got no point for you today. Just listen to me. Just make sure that Jesus is on your boat. But let me also say something else and suggest to you something else. Ain't it good that Jesus ain't fickle like most of us? They come out, he's standing there, they don't even speak. Now most of us be waiting for somebody not to speak. They seen me on aisle 4 in Walmart, and they ain't come and say nothing. That's us. And then us is you don't know what my name. You don't know my name, do you? No, I don't know it. You buried my mama in 67. Well, I wasn't born to 74. How am I supposed to know your name? And then y'all think, especially y'all in-seat Christians, I got here first. You're supposed to speak to me. I ain't supposed to say good morning. You got here after I got here. So if I'm the first person here, those who come after me, y'all the ones supposed to speak. When really all y'all on the front. Help me, somebody. Help me, so you should be the greeter if you got that NT. You done been there since 7 a.m. You should speak and say hello and good morning to everybody that come on the road. But you think because they done come here live 2 hours late, you got to scoot over because they're late. They got to get the NC because they're late. They supposed to speak. Help me, somebody, this Sunday morning. They didn't say nothing. But unlike us, you ain't speak to me, so I ain't going to speak to you. Jesus ain't fickle. And when we mess up and ignore him, he still, help me somebody. Even when we mess up and ignore him, he still will get in our mess and turn our mess into a blessing. Amen. He still will get on the boat with you when you don't even want him on the boat. He'll still drive with you. He'll still ride out with you. He'll still be there next to you at the dinner table. He might even meet you in the morning. He ain't fickle like the rest of us. Then he gets on the boat and goes into correction. See, all y'all want, you know, the compassionate Jesus. All y'all want the compassion. All y'all want is Jesus say, I love you. All y'all want Jesus to bless you in spite of your mess. All y'all want Jesus just to go with your flow and not his flow. And he gets there and he says, the reason why y'all ain't catching no fish is because you're fishing on the wrong side. And I just stopped by Brooklyn OZ. Yeah, somebody said, well, ain't you been paid to come here everywhere? You talking about you stopped by. Yes, you paid me to come here, but I still stopped by. Amen. Old school saints to get there when the preacher say, I just stopped by. We pay you to come here. You don't just stop by. You get a salary to be here. And when you ain't here, we won't know. But I just stopped by Brooklyn Northeast to let you know that even when you're fishing on the wrong side, Jesus will correct you. Even when you're doing the wrong, even when you're heading on the wrong way, he will get on your ship and correct your bad behavior. He says, the reason why you ain't caught nothing, not just last night, not just this morning, not just this afternoon, while your ministry ain't working, it's because you're fishing on the wrong side. Why ain't nobody come to your church? Because you're fishing on the wrong side. You know, when the preacher talking about y'all ain't saying nothing to me, that's because the preacher ain't saying nothing to y'all. You're fishing on the wrong side. He says, what you need to do is get off the left side. Get off the wrong side and put
your net's on the right side. And I don't know who I'm talking to this Sunday morning, but if you're fishing on the wrong side, if you're fishing on the right left side, take your nets and put it on the right side. Because on the right side that you're going to find the Lord. It's on the right side that you will find his power. For Mark 16 and 19 says that he sits on the right side. Luke 22:69 says that the power of God is on the right side. Acts 2:33 says that it's on the right hand that Jesus sits and where his power is. Psalms 110 says that he will make your enemies your footstools on the right side. And 1 Peter 3:22 says that Jesus sits with the power of God, with the angels, with authority, and that his power is on the right side. And I don't know who I'm preaching to this Sunday morning, but again, I just stopped by to tell you that if you're fishing on the left side, you need to get on God's right side right now. You need to take your nets and put it on the right side, because the power of God is on the right hand of the Father. And if there's anybody weak this Sunday morning, if there's anybody that needs help this Sunday morning, why don't you get on the right side of God this Sunday morning? If you need something in your life right now, if you need a miracle in your life right now, stop fishing on the left side and get on the right side, because the power. Stand on your feet. I'm done. And I'm tired.